In the name of Lord Jesus, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名讲道。
First and foremost, I give thanks to God for assembling our brothers and sisters on this blessed day to worship Him.
首先感谢神, 让我们弟兄姐妹能够聚集在此一同敬拜真神。
May the peace and joy of our Lord Jesus fill your hearts.
愿主耶稣基督的平安与喜乐充满我们的心。
Today I'm going to share with you the topic on the one true church.
今天要以独一真教会的题目与大家一同分享。
I think when we talk about this topic, at times it can appear to be off-putting and even offensive.
或许大家觉得这个题目会觉得感到有一点不让人觉得不自在。
Because there are so many churches in the world today.
因为在今天这个世界上有许多不同的教会。
Then why do we talk about the one true church?
那为什么我们要自称是独一的真教会？
I think first of all, we need to understand why Jesus has established only one church.
首先我们必须要明白为什么耶稣他只建立一个教会。
This idea is not a human invention.
然后所以独一真教会不是人想出来的。
In fact, this is an important teaching in the scriptures.
然后这是圣经里面一个重要的教训。
Now, I want you to first turn to 1 Corinthians.
请翻开哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians, we read chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2.
哥林多前书第一章第二节。
To the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours.
第二节。 哥林多前书一章二节写信给在哥林多神的教会就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的以及所有在各地求靠我主耶稣基督之名的人基督是他们的主也是我们的主。
This is an opening remark of Paul to the church at Corinth.
这是保罗他写信给哥林多教会书信的开场白。
We know that he established the church in Corinth.
我们知道保罗在哥林多地区成立了哥林多教会。
According to Acts chapter 18, God appeared to him in a vision.
然后根据使徒行传18章, 神在一个异象当中向保罗显现。
Telling him that there were many people in this area who would believe in Jesus.
然后神对保罗说, 在哥林多这个地区将有许多人要相信耶稣基督的名。
But when he wrote to the believers in Corinth, he said that the church belongs to God.
但是当保罗写信给哥林多教会的信徒的时候, 他却强调这是神所建立的教会。
So when we talk about the church, we need to understand that the church does not belong to us. The church belongs to God.
所以当我们谈论到教会的时候, 我们必须要明白教会不是属于我们, 属于人的, 教会是属于神的。
Because I have not died for you, neither have I shed my blood for you to wash away your sin.
因为我没有为大家流血来洗去大家的罪。
It is Christ who was crucified on the cross and shed his blood to redeem us from the bondage of sin.
因为是耶稣基督在十字架上流出宝血来洗去我们的罪孽。
We can turn to Acts chapter 20.
我们请翻开使徒行传20章。
Acts chapter 20, we read verse 28.
我们读28节。
Chapter 20, verse 28.
使徒行传20章28节。
Therefore, take heed to yourself and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood.
使徒行传二十章二十八节，圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
Here it talks about the church of God.
在这边提到神的教会。
Here it tells us that the church is a group of people, whom God has redeemed with His blood.
这里也强调说，神的教会是神用他自己的血所买来的。
So today, if you have been purchased by the blood of God.
所以今天如果你是神的宝血重价所买来的
then you form part of the church of the Lord.
那你就是神教会的一部分。
So from here it is quite clear that this the establishment of church is not done by men.
所以这边很清楚的点出教会的建立不是在乎人。
The establishment of the church is the work of God.
然后教会的建立乃是神的工作所成立的。
So the important thing is that we must be bought by the blood of Christ.
所以最重要的是我们必须要被神的宝血所买去。
So today I'm going to show you some examples in the scriptures for mutual exhortation and to confirm to you that there is only one church as far as the scriptures is concerned.
所以今天仅以圣经当中的几个例子来再次强调说我们是唯一只有一个教会。
We can turn first to Matthew.
请翻开马太福音。
We turn to Matthew chapter 16.
十六章，马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
We read verse 18.
十八节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 18.
马太福音十六章第十八节。
And I also said to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
马太福音十六章十八节，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Here Jesus Christ told Peter a very important mystery concerning the kingdom of God.
所以神在这里告诉彼得神国的奥秘。
That he is going to establish his church.
那就是神将要建立他的教会。
Here we are told that God is going to establish his church, one church.
所以在这边提到说神要建立他的教会是一个教会。
Who is going to establish the church?
那谁要建立这个教会呢?
God himself.
是神本身他要建立。
That is Jesus Christ is going to establish his church.
是耶稣基督他要来建造这个教会。
If you look at this verse very carefully,
如果我们仔细读这段经文,
here it states the purpose for the existence of the church.
然后他这边提到说教会成立的目的是什么
Why must the church be built in the first place?
为什么教会要先被建造呢
Here we are told that when the church is established, the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
这边提到说当教会建造的磐石上阴间的权柄不能胜过它
So we find that the purpose for the existence of the church is very clear.
所以这边可清楚看出教会成立的目的。
We find that the entire world, according to John, is under the sway of Satan.
所以我们从圣经里面可以看出说这个世界是在撒旦的权柄之下。
So the establishment of the church is to oppose the gates of Hades.
所以因此教会的建立为了是要突破那阴间的权柄。
So we find that the church that God establishes has the power to overcome sins.
所以神所建立的教会能够胜过罪恶。
Can set men free from the clutches of sin.
可以让人从罪中得到释放。
That is why we find that the church of God is so important.
这也就是神的教会的重要性。
So today when we talk about the church,
所以今天当我们谈到教会的时候
we must not just talk about a body of people.
我们并不单只是谈论一群人。
When we talk about the church, we must first talk about the power that God has given to the church.
所以当我们谈论教会的时候，我们当想到神所赋给教会的权柄。
We turn to the Gospel of Luke.
你们请翻开路加福音。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 24.
二十四章，路加福音二十四章。
We can read from verse 46 yeah, to verse 49.
从路加福音二十四章四十六节到四十九节。
These are the words spoken by Jesus right before his ascension.
这是耶稣在升天之前所说的话。
We read verse 46.
请读四十六节。
Then he said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day."
四十六节又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。
We read verse 47.
请读四十七节。
And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
四十七节，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷直起传到万邦。
Verse 48.
四十八节。
And you are witnesses of these things.
四十八节，你们就是这些事的见证。
Verse 49.
四十九节。
Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high.
四十九节，我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
46 to 47 talk about the contents of the gospel.
四十六节到四十七节谈论到福音的内容。
We know that this message here, this gospel is to be preached by the apostles.
我们知道这个福音必须要被耶稣的门徒来传扬。
The feature of the gospel is about repentance and the remissions of sin.
然后这个福音的特色就是要悔改。
In fact, if you look at the church today, our church.
所以当我们来看我们的教会。
This is the focus of the church.
这就是我们教会的重点。
So when we preach to others.
所以当我们传道的时候。
We want to set them free from the bondage of sin by the power of God.
所以我们在传道的时候必须要透过神道理的能力来使人从罪中得释放。
And for that reason, Jesus asked the disciple to wait in Jerusalem.
也因此耶稣要求他的门徒要在耶路撒冷里等待。
So that they were endued with power from on high.
这样子他们才能够领受从上头来的能力。
So with the presence of the Spirit in their life, they could set people free from the bondage of sin.
因为在他们当有圣灵的能力的时候，他们才能够让人从罪中得到释放。
So we find that in fact this is the main task of the church.
所以这也是教会最主要的工作。
So when you look at the church, yeah, forget for the time being, just forget about the name.
所以当教会成立之后，我们不要在乎它的名字。
暂时。
我们暂时不要在乎它的名称。
Look at the contents of the message.
我们先看这个教会它所传扬的道理。
Today we thank God because we preach in accordance to what the scripture says.
感谢神，今天我们教会是按着真理来传福音。
Why does the church send her workers all over the world?
然后所以我们的道理都是根据圣经来传达的。
Why does the church send her worker all over the world?
为什么教会要将工人差派到世界的各地呢？
To bring this message to the world,and to set people free from sin.
为的是要将这福音带到世界，来让人能够从罪权当中得赦。
So from here we find that the church that God has established is unique.
所以今天我们从神所得到的信息是独特的。
Because we have the presence of the Spirit.
因为我们拥有圣灵的恩赐。
We have been given the truth.
然后我们有真理。
It's not that we are better than others.
并不是因为我们比别人更好。
Rather by the grace of God, we have come to know the church of God.
因为是透过神的怜悯恩典，我们才有机会来认识神。
So we find that if we do not have this firm conviction in the church,
如果我们对教会没有如此的确信，
the momentum to reach out to the unbelieving world can suffer as a result.
那么我们在传福音的时候就没有办法得着力量。
Now we look at an example from the Old Testament scriptures.
那我们从旧约来看一个例子。
We can turn to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。
chapter 6 talks about the impending judgment of God on the sinful world in the times of Noah.
然后这创世纪第六章提到神对挪亚世代的一个审判。
Here the Lord asked Noah to prepare an ark.
在第六章神要求挪亚要建造方舟。
Because God was very much aggrieved by the sinful world then.
因为神被人的罪恶感到忧伤。
So he decided to wipe the sins away from the face of the earth.
所以神要将罪从这世界上来洗去。
So he prepared only one ark.
所以他只准备了一个方舟。
Now think about this.
让我们来想这件事。
Actually, God could have, you know, get more individuals to build more arks.
神是有能力让更多的人盖许多的方舟。
Let's say he have called, said, you know, 10 people to build 10 arks.
比方说神可以叫10个人来建造10个方舟。
You know, it's like the increase in number in the building of ark adds more weight to the message of Noah.
然后试想如果我们盖了10个方舟, 那神的信息会更加的有力的传扬。
Because Noah was talking about the impending judgment of the Lord.
因为挪亚他是传神的审判的道理。
So for him to go around to tell people about the impending judgment,
所以只有挪亚一个人去传义道。
It can become a laughing stock. Everyone would laugh at him.
挪亚可能会成为这世人的笑柄, 让所有的人去耻笑他。
If there were 10 arks being built at the same time,
如果同时有10个方舟一起建造,
We find that this will draw attention of the people.
这样子一定会引起人们的注意。
You know, they would think about the, probably the message of Noah more carefully.
或许他们会更仔细地思考挪亚所传扬那毁灭的道理。
But we see that God only built one ark.
然而神只建了一个方舟。
So in the mind of God, he only has one ark that saves.
因此在神的心里, 他只有一个方舟。
Now, how do we know that this ark represents the church?
那我们怎么知道这个方舟是代表教会呢?
We turn to 1 Peter.
我们请看彼得前书。
We turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
We read verse 20 and 21.
我们读彼得前书三章20到21节。
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21 and verse 22.
彼得前书,
oh, sorry, 20 and 21, yeah, sorry.
彼得前书三章二十二十一节。
Who formerly were disobedient when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is 8 souls, were saved through water.
彼得前书三章二十节，就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟，神忍耐等候的时候，不信从的人。 当时进入方舟借着水得救的不多，只有8个人。
Verse 21.
21节.
There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
21节. 这水所代表的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活也拯救你们。 这洗礼本不在乎除去肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。
So when we read Genesis, we know that Noah and his family were saved.
所以当我们在读创世纪的时候，我们知道挪亚以及他的家人得到拯救。
They were saved because they entered into the ark according to the commands of the Lord.
他们能够得拯救的关键就是他们进入了方舟。
But here we are told that they were saved through water.
在这边有提到说, 洗礼。
Saved through water, 借着水得救。
借着水得救。
We know that when we read Genesis, it was through the ark that they were saved.
我们知道在创世纪里面，挪亚一家是借着方舟来得救的。
How is it that Peter says they were saved through water?
那彼得为何在此说是借着水得救呢？
When you read verse 21, Peter links it to baptism.
然后当我们读21节的时候，我们就明白这水所代表的是洗礼。
We know that when we are baptized in water,
我们知道当我们全身入水。
The Bible tells us that we are baptized into Christ, into the body of Christ, which is the church.
当我们全身入水洗礼的时候，我们就与基督同行了，也就进入了教会。
Because through baptism, our sins are washed away, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
因为从使徒行传二章三十八节可看出说，唯有赦罪的洗得救的洗礼才能够 洗去人的罪。
So in the times of Noah, it was through the water that sins were wiped away as well.
然后所以在挪亚的时代，透过洪水也将当那个世代的罪给洗去了。
That's why Peter says they were saved through water.
这也就是说彼得所说的借着水得救。
They first entered into the ark.
首先他们要进入方舟。
And then the flood came.
然后洪水到来。
And it covered the entire ark.
然后水淹没了整个世界。他们将方舟的门关起来。
And the water covered the entire ark.
然后水将整个方舟给包围起来。
And all the people in the world died.
然后整个世界的人都死了。
Now when you look at these two events,
然后当我们看这两个事件的时候，
the point of connection is the water.
然后将这两事件能够连接在一起的关键就是这水。
So when we are baptized, we are baptized into Christ, one body.
所以当我们入境受洗的时候，我们就进入基督的身体，是唯一的身体。
And therefore we can come to a conclusion that the ark represents the church.
因此我们就能够结论说方舟所代表的就是神的教会。
Since there is only one ark,
既然因为只有一个方舟，
Surely there is only one church.
也就只有一个教会。
We know that this is not the work of man.
我们知道这不是人的作为所能达成的。
This is the work of God.
这是神的工所做到。
Let's look at another example.
我们再看另外一个例子。
We turn to Exodus.
请翻开出埃及记。
We read chapter 19.
十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章。
We read verse 4.
第四节。
Exodus chapter 19 verse 4.
出埃及记十九章第四节。
You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
第四节，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，并看且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
第五节，如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
God recounted to the people how he has saved them.
在这边神提醒百姓当初神是如何救赎他们的。
And said to them that they were a special people in the eyes of God.
并且让他们成为神的子民。
We know that they were slaves before in Egypt.
我们知道以色列人在埃及是当奴隶的。
So now in Sinai, God told them that they were a special group of people.
但是在西乃山上，神对他们说，你们是特别的子民。
It's like there is a great transformation.
对他们的身份而言是极大的转变。
Actually, the New Testament writer talks about this.
实际上在新约的作者也提及这件事情。
We can turn to Acts of the Apostle, chapter 7. Acts of the Apostle.
我们请翻开《使徒行传》第七章。
Acts of the Apostle, chapter 7, we read verse 38.
使徒行传七章三十八节。
Please read verse 38.
请读三十八节。
This is he who was in the congregation in the wilderness with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai and with our fathers, the one who received the living oracles to give to you.
三十八节，这人曾在旷野会中和西乃山上与那对他们说话的天使同在，又与我们的祖宗同在，并且领受活泼的圣言传给我们。
Here the word congregation, in the original text is church.
然后在这边提到说我们的祖宗
会众，
在原文它所指的是教会。
So the church in the wilderness is mentioned here.
所以这在旷野的教会就在这边被提到。
How is it that there was a church in the wilderness?
那在旷野里面怎么会有教会呢？
Now if we read First Corinthians.
如果我们读哥林多前书。
Please turn to First Corinthians chapter 10.
请翻开哥林多前书第十章。
Now we read verse 1 and verse 2.
请读一节二节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 and verse 2.
哥林多前书第十章第一节到第二节。
Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud or passed through the sea.
第一节，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得我们的祖宗从前都在云下从海中经过。
We read verse 2.
第二节。
And all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
第二节，都在云里、海里受洗归了摩西。
So here we find that according to Paul, the crossing of the Red Sea is likened to a form of baptism.
所以从保罗的书信当中可看出，过红海也就预表着洗礼。
We know that Moses at that time was like a hero to them, a savior to them.
我们知道，对以色列人而言，摩西是他们的民族领袖和民族救星。
So according to Paul, when they crossed the Red Sea, they were baptized into Moses.
因此，根据保罗的说法，当他们过红海的时候，他们就受洗归了摩西。
That's why when we read Acts of the Apostles chapter 7, we are told that there was a church in the desert.
所以，也就是在使徒行传第七章提到说，在旷野的教会。
Because they were baptized, they separated themselves from Egypt.
因为他们将自己离开了埃及，然后并且受了洗。
And also for that reason, that's why God said that the nation of Israel was a body of people who was very special to him.
所以也因此神称以色列人是一个独居特别的民。
Because he has chosen them.
因为是神拣选了他们。
So in order to become part of this body of Christ,
所以为了要成为神基督的身体。
We must be baptized into Christ.
我们必须要受洗归入基督。
We know that in baptism, the Spirit must be there to forgive sin.
我们知道在洗礼的时候必须要有圣灵同在做见证才能够洗去罪孽。
So that we can be enjoined into the body of Christ.
唯有如此我们才能够进入基督的身体。
So we see that this has been the plan of the Lord.
我们知道这就是神的计划。
That's why we believe that there is only one church.
所以因此我们相信只有一个教会。
This church must have the presence of the Spirit.
这个教会必须要有圣灵的同在。
And must be given the power to forgive sin.
并且有赦罪的权柄。
We look at another point.
我们看第二个其他地方。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
请翻开以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
We read verse 4.
第四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, we read verse 4.
请读以弗所书四章四节。
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling.
第四节，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望。
Here we are told that there is only one spirit.
这边提到说只圣灵只有一个。
We know that God is the Spirit.
我们知道神就是灵。
His presence fills the entire universe.
神的存在充满了整个宇宙。
And yet here Paul made it very clear that there is only one Spirit.
然后保罗在这边清楚地指出说圣灵只有一个。
And he also states that there is only one body.
保罗也说身体只有一个。
We know that this body refers to the church.
我们知道这身体就是指着教会说的。
So meaning there is only one church.
也就是说只有一个教会。
If you look at the analogy here given by Paul,
如果我们看保罗他这边所使用的比喻。
If he is talking about a human being,
如果他说的是一个人。
If I ask you a very simple question,
如果我问你们一个简单的问题。
Where is your spirit?
你的灵在哪里？
Obviously your spirit is in your body.
然后显然的你的灵是在你的身体里面。
Likewise,The Spirit of God can only be found in His body, the church.
同样的，神的灵也只能够在神的教会被找到。
Since Paul made it so clear that there is only one body and one spirit,
既然他这个比喻是很清楚的说一个身体一个灵。
Therefore, you need to go to a church that has the presence of the Spirit of God in her.
所以，当我们在找教会的时候，必须寻找有圣灵同在的教会。
Only then we can be sure that this is the church of God. This is the one church of God.
这也就是我们可以确认这是神教会的一个方法。
We can read the First Corinthians.
我们看回哥林多前书。
Please read the First Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12, we read verse 13.
哥林多前书十二章十三节。
For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slave or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit.
哥林多前书十二章十三节，我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
Here it talks about water baptism.
这边提到洗礼。
It also talks about one spirit and one body.
提到一个圣灵和一个身体。
It tells us here how can we become part of this body of Christ, the church.
这边提到说我们要如何成为这个身体，也就是教会的一部分。
We know that in performing water baptism, there is always a human Baptist.
然后我们知道说在施行洗礼的时候总是有一个施洗的人。
And this Baptist is to administer baptism on those who would like to be part of the church.
然后这施洗的人是要帮那些愿意归入教会的人施行洗礼。
I think for those who read the English Bible, the NKJV.
如果我们是读读英文的 New King James 的版本的话，
I think it's quite clear that in water baptism, it is the Spirit who baptizes those who believe into the body of Christ, the one body.
然后在 New King James 的版本，他很清楚地说到说，这些洗礼的人，他们是愿意相信耶稣来进入他身体，被灵来洗礼的人。
It is the Spirit who baptizes those who believe in Jesus.Into the body of Christ.
是透过圣灵来将为这些人施洗，让这些人能够进入教会，耶稣的身体。
Let's say now I'm performing baptism.
比方说，我现在来施行洗礼。
I say, in the name of Jesus, I baptize you, for the forgiveness of sin.
然后我会说，奉主耶稣圣名施行赦罪的洗礼。
So I immerse you into the water.
所以我将你的身体进到水里去。
With your head facing downward.
然后你的头要低着。
So according to Paul, it is actually the Spirit who is baptizing you.
然后根据保罗的说法，是圣灵来亲自施行这洗礼。
So with the presence of the Spirit, you are baptized into this one church, this one body of Christ.
然后因为圣灵同在的见证，你能够洗礼来进入。教会进入基督的身体
是圣灵在洗
是圣灵在施洗让人能够成为基督的身体
This is a mystery of God
这就是基督的奥秘
we, you know, when we talk about the church,
所以当我们谈到教会的时候,
these are the features that we need to look into.
这也就是我们必须要注意的几个特点。
If we know that the church does not belong to man,
我们如果知道教会不属于人,
I always believe in this.
我确信这一点。
If I die today,
如果今天我死了,
the church will continue to grow.
教会还会继续成长。
Maybe the church can grow faster.
或许教会的发展会更加快速。
Why? Because the church does not belong to me.
因为教会不属于我。
The church belongs to God.
教会属于神。
So we need to look for this one church that has the presence of the Spirit.
所以我们必须寻找有神同在的教会。
Let's sing a hymn.
让我们一同唱诗。
171.
171首。